Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now,
Lord. If I find favor in your sight, Lord.
I'm gonna be where you are. Hello, everybody. That was For Your Glory by Tasha Cobb. With that being said, thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to each of you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. Prophetess Faith, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank and praise God for being on Faith on the Line on tonight. Thank and praise God for allowing me to come back on again on another Friday. Thank and praise God. I want to thank and praise God for His word also on today. I want you all to know that those that join in, that Faith on the Line is a part of faith. And faith is what we believe. When we have faith, we believe and we trust that God is going to do just what we say. We don't doubt Him because we know Him. And I thank and praise God for knowing Him. And I ask you all to know that. I want to let you all know that in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the word of God tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for faith. Without faith, we wouldn't be where we are today. Without faith, we would be living today. Without faith, a lot of us wouldn't even have the jobs and the finance that we have. Without faith, we wouldn't even see the things that we see. And I thank and praise God. I trust God for His faith on today. I thank and praise God for all that you all that join in on the phone line as well upon deep. And I thank and praise God that those that are going to join in and watch the replay, I just thank and praise God on tonight. I thank God for blessing us throughout the day. I thank God for protecting us throughout the day. And I want you all to know that, before I pray, I want to give a quick announcement right now too, that you all will join my sister on Monday night on Philippian Fire. Thank and praise God for that. And then check out the Philippian Fire website. Check out the Philippian check out her Instagram page where she has the 5 minutes of focus that comes on Sundays, and sometimes she put it across Facebook. On her Facebook, Philippify your Facebook page. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I do. I thank and praise God for all that He has done and all that He's still ready to do. And I want to ask you all to know that always believe and trust in God for everything you want Him to do. I thank and praise God for out of all of what's going on around us and in our world, the Lord still bless us. The Lord still keeping us. The Lord still got His hand upon us. I thank and praise God that how He protecting us from all the diseases, the germs, and everything that's out there. Because I thank and praise God that the Word of God tells us that we have to watch what we say. Always remember, be careful what you speak out of your mouth. The Word of God tells us life and death. It is in the power of the tongue. So we have to be careful what we speak out with this tongue. We have to be careful. And I thank and praise God even now how my sister is putting it up on the screen. So let's join in on Monday night. Let's join her in. And let's read the 5 minutes of focus. And she does. God bless her to do awesome emails. And if you want to join the email club, the email, just send her a message and let her know what your email is. She will send you an email a monthly like she does, and they be some encouragement emails, and they will bless you. Not only bless you, but they will also bring things, God will, Lord, bring things begin to change in your life. And I thank and praise God for that. So as I get ready to pray on tonight, whatever you believe in God for, let's believe God for it. Let's trust him no matter what. And let's give it to God. And also I ask you all to let's pray for the families and the friends in South Florida at the high school where the mass shooter happened. And let's pray for the young man that committed the act because he was sick. The word of God say that's it's a spirit. And every time you act out and you do things that's not of God, that's a spirit. And I thank and praise God that I know God's spirit when I see it, and I know the devil's spirit when I see it also. So let's continue to keep both all the families and friends and even the school and the staff in prayer. Let's even keep the young man family in prayer. And I thank and praise God that how God began to touch some of them heart to say how they forgive him. And you have to forgive people, the word of God tells us, and we can't forgive them, and he won't forgive us. So all those things hurt in our life and stuff, some things may come and some things may happen to us, and we can't forgive that person. Always remember, pray and ask God to not allow you to hold unforgiveness, because that's a sin, and that will keep you from those gates. And you don't want to stay away. You don't want to miss the gates. So you want to stay prayed up. You want to be ask God to help you in everything you do. So I thank and praise God on tonight. So now as we get ready to pray, excuse me, I ask God to come into you all hearts. I ask God to open up your hearts that y'all will receive. And I thank and praise God for everything that he's going to do in you all life. And I look at it as though, hey, God is blessing us. There's a blessing coming, but you're only going to have to receive it. Only for those that's going to receive it. So I thank and praise God for everything he's getting ready to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight, God. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for being so good to us, God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for shining your glory down upon us, God. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for protecting us, God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for shielding us from all danger and harm. We want to thank you, God, for your love, your kindness, and your mercy. And most of all, God, before we go any further, God, Lord, we want, Lord God, say, Lord God, to you, God, to forgive us, God, for any sin that we committed or omitted today was not of you. And, Father God, we ask you to help us to get it right, God. Lord, we trust you, God, in everything that we do. Lord, we want to ask you, God, to, Lord, continue to bless us and strengthen us, Lord, where we may be weak at, God. We ask you, Lord God, to, Lord God, help us to become what you would have us to become in these last days, God. Father God, I even thank you, Lord, right now for my sisters and brothers on the phone line. I want to thank and praise you, God, for my sisters and brothers on Periscope. I want to thank and praise you, God, for those that are going to tune in on Lord God, on the replay. Lord God, I thank you even now, God, that you're going to touch right now. God, I even thank you for those, Lord God, that don't even know you, God. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, how you're going to begin to come into their life. Father God, I even ask you, Lord God, to touch right now, God. Touch all the grieving families, Lord, that's in Florida right now, God. Lord God, we ask you to touch their heart, Lord God. Some even laid their children to rest today, God. Lord, touch the hearts of the hurting ones, God. Touch the hearts of the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, God. The uncles, the aunties, the cousins, Lord. The nieces, the nephews, God. Lord, even, Lord God, touch the grandchildren, God. Touch the grandparents, Lord. Touch everyone that's grieving, the friends, the teacher, God. Lord, even the principal, God, the superintendent of the school, God. We declare and declare that you will touch these children, God. Give them strength, God, that when they go back to school on Monday, God, that, Lord, they will feel safe, that they will feel secure, God. Put your arms around them, God, and touch them, God. And, Lord God, we ask you to look upon the grieving ones, God. Lord, for we know, Lord God, that you know all things, God. For we know, God, that you, Lord God, your words say in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, God, there's a time for everything, God. Lord God, and it's time for their moaning right now, God. And, Lord God, their time going to come for joy. Their time going to come for peace, God. And, Lord, we thank you even now, God, right now, how you begin to, Lord God, strengthen them where they may be weak at, Lord God. Touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I pray for those, Lord God, that not only them, God, we have many more that was affected by the flu, that was affected by any kind of sickness, Lord God, that they lost their love, that pulled them away from their loved ones, God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that they are healed, Lord. Strengthen them, God. Be for them, God, what they can't be for themselves. And, Father God, we also thank you, Lord God, for even touching us, God, in our body when we're not well, God. You shower your blessing upon us. You heal like never before, Lord. Lord, you bring deliverance like never before, God. Lord, I thank you even now, God, that we begin to wake up this morning, God. Lord, our family member could have been moaning over us, God, but you allow us to see this day again, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to touch those that's sick in their body. Even now, God, whatever they're battling with, maybe it may be sugar, maybe it may be high blood pressure, God. It may be stroke, Lord God. It may be heart failure, God. It may be lupus, Lord. It may be AIDS, God. It may be cancer, God. It may be, Lord, tuberculosis, God. It may be, Lord God, just touch them, God. Lord, even maybe joint pain, God, muscle pain, God. Lord, it may be some kind of blood disease, God, Crohn's disease, God. You are healed, God. Your word say we are healed, God. Your word say we are healed, Lord God. Lupus, Lord God, we decree and declare we're healed, God. It's healed, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, even Lord God, we ask you to look up on arthritis, God. Maybe have arthritis in the leg or in the arm, or maybe you may have it, Lord God. Touch that hip replacement, God. Touch it right now, God. Somebody is going through something right now, God, and they don't know how to cope with it. They don't know how to deal with it, God. But, Lord God, I decree and declare over their life that they will give it to you, God, that they are healed through your stripes. They are healed. And, God, we thank you even now, God. Somebody may be dealing with the flu, God. Somebody may be dealing with pneumonia, God. Lord, as they say, walking pneumonia, God, we ask you that they are healed already, God. Heal and deliver and set free right now. Somebody done had surgery, God. Lord, their heart, Lord, situation, that triple bypass surgery, God. Heal right now, God. For your word say, by your stripes we are healed. And, Lord, I thank you even now, God. Lord, look upon that person that going through a financial difficulty. Look upon that person that going through, Lord God, foreclosure. Look upon that person that going through bankruptcy. Look on that person that business is not prospering. We decree and declare, God, that the finance will come in, that they will be able to prosper, that they will be able, Lord God, to pay off that mortgage note, that they will be able, Lord God, to pay that car note, God. We decree and declare over their life. Because, Lord, your word say, I never see the righteous forsaken, nor my seed beg bread, God. Lord, we don't have to beg for anything, but all we have to do is ask you for everything. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And, Lord, I ask you, God, even now, God, begin to open up doors, Lord God, that money, Lord God, that light bill need paid or whatever need paid, God, open up a way of escape, God, in the name of Jesus. That car, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody, Lord God, loved one, need to be saved, Lord. Save them from drinking, from the alcohol. Save them from that drug. Save them, Lord God, from the street. Save them from that man that's beating them, God. That woman that's being beaten, God, from abuse, God. Save them, God, right now. somebody may be suffering from oppression or depression, God. We declare that you will touch their mind, that you will give them a sound mind, God. Your word says our mind ought to be in you, Jesus. Give them a sound mind in the name of Jesus. God, I declare, God, that you will touch them right now, wherever they may be. Maybe, Lord God, dealing with bipolar or schizophrenic. God, we ask you to touch it right now. Maybe bound with, Lord God, Lord, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Alzheimer's, or first dimension, God, as the doctor would say, we declare. We declare and declare, Lord, that the mind will begin to come together, God. Be as sound as it can be, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch that marriage, God. Touch that husband, God, and touch that wife. We command them to come together, God, in unity, God. Bring them together in peace. We bind every confusion, God, that's not like you from them. Lord, if it's your will, you let your will be done. We declare and declare over the marriage couple. We declare and declare over those that the newlyweds, Lord. We declare and declare over the ones that thinking about getting married. Touch them right now. Bring total deliverance to them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to bless them in the blessing that they need of. But, Lord God, the word of your word say a husband ought to love his wife as he do unto the church. Bring that husband to the church. Bring that husband, Lord, that he will be the head and not the tail. That he will be a lender and not a borrower. Lord, touch that husband. Touch that wife. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, look upon scoliosis, God. Lord, look upon Sarah Palsy, God. Lord, look upon Cruzan Down syndrome. Somebody may have Down syndrome, Lord. Look upon them. Lord, touch that one that's pregnant and carrying the baby, God. And the doctor gave them bad news and saying that something is wrong. We declare and declare, baby, come out healthy. We bind every hand of the enemy that's trying to come up against that womb right now, that's trying to come up against that fetus right now, that it will grow up. That it will be normal, that it will be healthy, that it will not have no birth defect, that it will not have nothing attached to it, that your words say that it's not going to happen, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, everything that attached to you, God, is attached to us, God. And, Lord, I thank you even now, right now. Thank you, God. Thank you for everyone, God. Everyone on the phone line, everyone on faith on the line, God, touch them. Everyone on the replay, Lord, touch them. Whatever touch that they need from you, God, touch them. Whatever want that they need, bless them, God. Whatever deliverance, Lord, that they need, Lord, touch right now. Bring, Lord, touch our nation, God, the United States, God. Lord, it's so messed up. It's not in you, God. Bring back, Lord, bring prayer back in our school. Bring it back, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the people's heart, God. In Jesus' name, God, I'll give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. It all goes to you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. You're wonderful, God. Thank you. Probably Stacy, I want to take this time to see if we have any on the phone line that desire prayer.
I'm quite sure there are many out there that desire prayer, but nobody's on the line tonight for prayer. Continue.
Well, I want to thank you all on tonight. I want to thank you, praise God, for the food that comes on Periscope. Thank God for you all tuning in on tonight, because you could have been elsewhere, but you decided to click on. And however you click on, whether you click on because you want prayer, you need prayer, or whether you click on because someone else click on, it doesn't even matter. But I thank and praise God for you clicking on tonight. And God is going to bless you for being faithful and for being able to join in. I pray a special blessing over you. So I ask God to touch you all tonight and the weekend, and ask God to cover you and strengthen you. Always remember to pray without ceasing. Watch as well as pray wherever you're going. Be careful who you with. Trust. Don't trust nobody. But always remember, if you can't, God can. And always know that God is there when nobody else is. So I want you all to have a blessed weekend. Until Monday night, join my sister on Philippi Fire. Until next Friday, I will meet with you all here again, the same time, around the same time. And I thank and praise God for you all on tonight. May God continue to bless you, and may you, may his blessings shine upon you. So trust God in everything you do. We can't leave God out of nothing. We can't leave him out of nothing. Put him before everything, because he's a jealous God. And so have a blessed and wonderful weekend, and may God bless you. Until next Friday, have a good night.